Support for this broadcast of Two Rivers 30 Minutes comes in part from a grant from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes.
From TubeCityOnline.com, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, a weekly series of interviews with people making news around the McKeesport area. Produced by Tube City Community Media Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation. I'm Jason Toger, the executive director. On this show, we talk one-on-one with elected officials, community leaders, and others who are trying to make a difference in the Monongahela area. And we also take your questions and comments on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.
He has been effing the ineffable and scrooting the inscrutable for many years. He is the editor of the KGB Report, which recently made the jump into the Substack age. You can find it online for free at, I believe, kgbreport.com. He is a technical consultant and a former newspaper editor. He's Kevin G. Barks, and he joins us from his home office in, would you say Library or South Park? I think you prefer Library.
Well, technically, it's Library Heights.
Oh, my.
Because we're on the hill above Library. Oh, yeah. You know, spare no expense.
Well, Samuel Johnson, who was one of the great wits of the 18th century and England, a philosopher and writer, he is quoted as saying, "Only a blockhead ever wrote except for money." You have been writing now the KGB report for 30-some years, and as far as I know, have not really profited from that.
Yeah, yes, I am a blockhead and proud of. Well, yeah, wise man probably would not write except for money, but one of the problems is that if you have an activity you enjoy, mm-hmm. once it becomes something that you depend on, once it becomes a living,
yeah, it's no longer enjoyable.
Yeah, it's not that enjoyable. Now, that's not saying that I would not like to get some compensation, but it's not the primary reason for doing it. You know, it's just one of those things where, Earl Whitpen, my mentor, once told me, the way you can tell you're a writer is if you have an urge to write every day. Mm-hmm. And I have an urge to write or edit, as the case may be. And, because of that, I decided once I looked at Substack and saw that it was far easier to put material there than maintain a website, although I still do have the original KGB report.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go to kgbreport.com, what will happen is after 15 seconds, you go to the main page, you'll be redirected to Substack automatically, at least if the HTML code works properly. So, it's just something that, I don't know, fish got to swim, birds got to fly. I got to sit in a dark cellar every night and put together something by midnight.
I believe it was Tom Lehrer who said that sharks got to swim, bats got to fly. KGBReport.com. He is also the author of the book available from Amazon in paperback, The Big Book of American Political Quotations, over 2,400 observations on America, government, politics, parties, elections, and more. At this time, that might be very popular for both liberals, conservatives, Democrats, and people of all ages. Currently has a 5-star rating on Amazon. I don't know. There's very many books that have a complete 5-star rating on Amazon.
Well, I'm not sure because if you look, there are actually no reviews. There are no reviews. It's just somebody gave it
five stars. Okay.
I don't know who did it. I don't put a great deal of faith in that. For example, Substack lets you keep track of people who subscribe, and it gives you more information than like on a website. When a website, somebody decides to sign up, you just get their email address. On Substack, they show you who subscribed, and then it shows you what else they have to subscribe to.
Okay.
And I'm not real enthused when I get a new subscriber who subscribes to 270 other newsletters. I mean, how can that person possibly read the 270 newsletters? The book, I continue to make tens of dollars a year from that.
The lucrative world of book publishing, and if your name isn't Stephen King or Anne Rice.
Yeah, but you know, and there are no Trump quotes in that book.
Oh, do you need to do a second whatsoever. A second volume?
No, there are a lot of George W. Bush quotes in there. Yeah, some of his some of his wonderful malaprops are in there, but he wasn't actively trying to destroy the government. You know, I mean, he was sort of fumbling along. You know, so I left the Bush quotes in. Also, reviewing the last interview, the reason there's no index is because it would be almost impossible to do, because if you go through the quotes, it'll say, for example, Democrats are unlike Republicans because they hate libertarians. How do you index that?
Because it would be in all of those. Yeah, sure.
Democrats, Republicans, libertarians. You know, so it's essentially a bathroom book. You know, you leave it. It's the perfect size to fit a standard toilet top. You leave it in there. You go in, open it to some random page. You'll be entertained.
Well, that was always what they used to say about the Reader's Digest, too, that the reason it sold so well was it was the perfect size to fit at the most important seat of your house. I want to talk a little bit more politics, because KGB Report has been helping a lot of us, I think, keep sane in making some sense of what's going on. But you alluded to the previous interview. Kevin Barks is our guest this morning. And it was, you pointed out, I think it was 6 years ago. So we must have talked right in the wake of the closure of the McKeesport Daily News. Because you had been the youngest editor ever at the Homestead Daily Messenger. What has anything gotten better for local journalism since we talked 6 years ago? In with the loss of the Daily News, and now maybe I'm answering my own question here, but we're 2 years into a strike at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Well, the fact that they want $4 for a daily paper, printed paper, and $6 for the Sunday, you know, I remember delivering it, and I remember the Sunday paper was a quarter. You know, you got the Pittsburgh Press, the Daily Messenger, and the Sunday Press. That costs $1.17 a week. So, yeah. But
what I've noticed is it's you don't even, the stores that I frequent often don't even have a paper anymore. You used to go into the convenience store, the grocery store, whatever, and they would have, you know, I'm old enough to remember the Pittsburgh Press, the Post-Gazette, the Daily News, the Valley Mirror after the Homestead Messenger closed, they had the Valley Mirror, and then maybe they had an out-of-town paper. They had the New York Times, or they had USA Today or something. Now you can walk into a Giant Eagle or a Kogo's, and maybe they've got the weekly Pittsburgh Courier there. Maybe they have the Sunday Post-Gazette there. But a lot of times, we've flown through Newark Airport recently a few times, and I could not find a Newark Star-Ledger anywhere in that airport, nor a New York Daily News. I found the Times, and I think the New York Post, and that was it.
I'm not surprised. Locally, there's the local drugstore carries the Post-Gazette, and they also carry the Observer Reporter, you know, which is about the only non-Pittsburgh paper that's still out there. But, it's very, very bad. I mean, here in South Park, we have a pre-monthly newspaper, which generally consists of what's going on at the library and police reports that they feel like telling you about from the prior month. You know, I mean, right now we're being regaled by stories of Christmas decoration vandalism. So, you know, it's not exactly up to date. But, you know, it is a loss. And even the Post-Gazette, I mean, their labor situation, of course, isn't helping the situation. The other thing is they're right-leaning in the last couple of years, alienated a lot of people, I would assume. And, there's a hunger for local news, but it's very difficult to get. And you don't have the cooperation that you used to have before.
The cooperation of
governmental cooperation. You used to be able to call the mayor at home at night and ask him what's going on. Every morning at 5 o'clock, I'd get up and I'd hit all of the police stations, and they would actually hand you the reports, you know, the logbook, and you go through there and decide what you want to, what should be published that day. And to now, you know, good luck. It drives you nuts. You know, it's like, you watch the news and there's this horrendous accident. Two people were killed. We don't know who they are. We're not sure what hospital they went to. You know, it's getting to the point where I wouldn't be surprised where, you know, local television news, you see a car accident or you see a fire, for example. And I'm waiting for them to say, officials believe the fire was started by something very hot.
Yeah. What was the cause of the fire? Well, there was heat, oxygen, and fuel.
Oxygen.
And that makes the fire triangle. We have to take a break. When we come back, let's continue this thought, what we are losing in terms of local news and how you are trying to keep a candle lit in the darkness with the KGB report, with your own, what do you call it, observations for the vaguely disenchanted? Yes. Kevin G. Barks is our guest. You can sign up for the KGB report for free at kgbreport.com and has almost no information about the KGB. The former Soviet secret police in it, but I'm never going to say none. It may have some someday. You're tuned to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on Radio 81 WEDO, 1550 and 101.1 WZUM, the Pittsburgh Jazz Channel, and Tube City Online Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
Welcome back. Our guest this morning is writer, journalist, blogger, and software consultant, Kevin G. Barks. He's joining us from Library Heights in South Park Township. He is the editor for 40-some years now, or 30-some years now. I'm making you older than you need to be. 30-some years now of the KGB Report. You can find it at kgbreport.com. It has recently made the leap to Substack, so you can subscribe there. This was originally, you did this for your software consulting business as kind of a sideline, right? This was to kind of advertise your business.
Correct. That's how I started. In fact, the way it started was there was a company that put out a generic computer newsletter, for example, but allowed you to personalize one or two articles in. Mm-hmm. But then it wasn't specific enough, so I ended up doing it myself, printing it about quarterly. Mm-hmm. And that, plus the fact that I was writing a monthly column for Death Professional Magazine, which was a magazine, a control circulation magazine for users of Digital Equipment Corporation computers. And that helped to get my name out there and to, secure business. They'd read something. I would write about a problem that a lot of sites might experience, you know, how to schedule backups in the middle of the night when you're a 24/7 operation. And I did a lot of facilities management work then, where I'd be the one who would come in on the Sunday morning at 2 a.m., excuse me, and back up their systems. Mm-hmm. But then that sort of morphed into the website in the 90s. I actually got the kgb.com domain name.
I remember this, and you ended up selling it to, not to the Soviet Union, but to KGB Vodka or something?
Well, no, they're out of business, too.
Okay.
Actually, there's a, I think it's a, let me see here. It's a long-term nurturing capital. Oh, God, no, it's a.
An investment company.
Oh, yeah. That's what we need.
So don't go there. Go to KGB. Go to kgbreport.com. if you actually want to read the KGB report. And you were off the air, you mentioned that the actual KGB, the Soviet secret police, they went out of business in 1991, or at least that's what they want you to think.
Well, what happened was they had a branding change.
Okay.
They became the
FSB.
Is now the FSB. And I took Russian in high school. I took a year of Russian in high school, but I don't remember what that means.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you. You also to finish the thought, because I wanted to ask you about growing up in Homestead in the 50s and 60s and into the 70s. So finish the thought. They had Russian at Homestead High School.
Yeah, they did, and they had Russian. I had 3 years of Latin.
Okay.
Homestead, of course, was the poor child in the neighborhood. I mean, we were always looked down upon by the Munhall Homestead Park people. But we actually had, I mean, there were like, I think 130 kids in my graduating class in 1971, which was the last year of Homestead before the merger that created Steel Valley. And of that, about half of them went to Schwab School.
Okay.
I mean,
it was a Votech school, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
The average class size, I mean, like in Russian class, there were maybe like 10 kids. Latin had about 15. The biggest class I remember was Problems of Democracy, which is more commonly known as civics, mm-hmm. taught by a wonderful guy, David Weinberger. And he made it possible for me to become a newspaper reporter because he taught me about how the government works, how things operate. And, you know, that's why one of the T-shirts that I have says that, you know, one of the problems we have is for the last 40 years, history and civics have been taught by football coaches. And the funny thing about it is,
the governor of Minnesota, who ran for vice president last year, was a football coach,
right,
and civics teacher.
Well,
so,
yeah, but I think he's probably an exceptional exception. He's someone who actually knows how government works and actually had an interest in history, you know, but, Homestead was a...
What did the downtown, the 8th Avenue corridor in Homestead? I think it's coming back a little bit now, but what did that main street, that 8th Avenue in Homestead, look like when you were a kid?
It was busy all the time. I mean, Homestead had two Isleys. You know, we had one down between McClure Street and Ann Street, and one between Ann Street and West, one between Amity and Ann Street. But like the stores would be open till 9 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know, one was mill payday and the other one was some other payday. But the stores were always, you know, it was perfect for me because it had the H&H restaurant which sold hamburgers for a quarter, and it had a Radio Shack. I mean, what more
did a kid need? Did a teenage boy in Homestead need? Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing was, Homestead also had a really good playground program from the age when I was in elementary school. I'd leave at 9 o'clock in the morning, go home and lunch, go back to the playground, come home at 5 o'clock, you know, and then go back out until the legendary streetlights went on. So,
I think you posted a picture of Moxley's Drugstore the other day in one of your channels, and right. said this was the hangout on the way to work in the morning, that people stopped at Moxley's Drugstore and had a cup of coffee or had breakfast.
Yeah, you stop by there and get your coffee.
And probably your Post-Gazette in the morning, and on the way home, probably your Pittsburgh Press or your Daily Messenger. What have we lost we've lost these kinds of little downtown areas and these little sort of community gathering spaces? What have we lost, in your opinion?
Well, we've lost the, I think, you know, to a great extent, we've lost the social contact that we used to have with people. I mean, for example, the people I've talked to the longest, I've never met. There's a news group, which formerly a Usenet news group that I joined back in 1991. And I talk to those people on a daily basis, never met them. I've met you in person once. Okay. But,
and again, obviously that was enough for you.
Oh, no. You can buy me dinner at Tilly's anytime
okay,
you
okay.
want.
Okay, okay. We have to take our second break. When we come back, I want to ask you about you're surveying the current scene where you go for news. As someone who's been following the news for 50 years now, and how people can kind of spot reliable news or not, because I think that's becoming, in an age when we don't all sit down and watch Peter Jennings or Dan Rather in the evening, and we don't all read the afternoon paper, I think we're losing some of that commonality, okay?
Sure.
Kevin Barks is our guest for a few more minutes. He is the editor and publisher of the KGB Report. You can sign up for it at kgbreport.com, and it will arrive freshly minted in your email box for free every morning. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Stu Rivers 30 Minutes, and we'll be back in 30 seconds to wrap things up.
Support for this broadcast comes from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes. Since 1866, Striffler's has provided compassionate, professional memorial services for families in White Oak, McKeesport, Dravosburg, Portview, and the surrounding areas. Striffler's offers comprehensive pre-planning services and aftercare. And through its affiliated company, Design Monuments, Striffler's also provides permanent markers and memorials crafted in stone, bronze, and other high-quality materials. Learn more at strifflers.com. or call 412-678-6191.
Back with Kevin G. Barks. He is the editor and proprietor of the KGB Report, probably at this point one of the longest-running blogs on the internet. A lot of people took up blogging in the 90s. Of course, you originally started out as an email newsletter. A lot of people gave
print.
It up. It started as a magazine column and continues now on Substack for free at kgbreport.com. So I actually hear this, especially from younger people who maybe get a lot of their news from TikTok or Instagram. They're not sure how to judge what's reliable. Like, I always recommend there's a couple different places that I recommend they go to. Where do you start out to find out what you're going to include in KGB Report and whether it's a reliable source or not? What are your go-tos?
Well, the ones that I recommend is Associated Press, The Guardian, BBC, NBC I like, Al Jazeera.
Yeah, okay.
Which is another way to look at it. You know.
Well, out of those six or seven sources there, BBC, Guardian, Al Jazeera are all international sources. They're not U.S.-based. Publications.
Right. The only real U.S. based one I trust implicitly is the Associated Press.
Okay.
I used to trust the New York Times and the Washington Post, but not anymore. You know, they've gone off the deep end.
What for you? New York Times, what for you? And I realize these are opinions, but what for you makes an organization trustworthy or non-trustworthy?
Well, Associated Press. I have a relationship with the Associated Press that goes back 55 years. Mm-hmm. And it's been 50 years since I've had any personal contact with them. And I'm certain things have changed a bit. But AP generally has always been very, very cautious. They are not necessarily the first to break a story. But when it does appear, sometimes if they're under pressure, they will attribute their story. You know, say the Washington Post says this, or, you know, they will attribute it to another source. But when they do print something, you can be pretty sure that they're accurate. I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw an AP do a retraction. I've seen them do corrections where they spelled somebody's name wrong.
Sure.
Or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, I haven't seen them get anything.
It should be also mentioned for people who don't know or maybe have heard of the Associated Press, obviously, but they don't know what it is. It is not for profit. It is a cooperative that is owned by news organizations. It does not have a profit motive. And all of these different small town newspapers, large newspapers, TV stations, radio stations are all feeding content into the AP, and editors there are then looking at it.
Yeah, the high point of my journalism career was I had two stories that they picked up from us, the Messenger, that went on the wire. But we actually had a love-hate relationship, the editorial staff, with the AP machine, mainly because it was the highest paid entity in the newsroom. It got like $600 a month, you know, and the rest of us are working for $160 an hour. But I only cover the really egregious stuff, the ludicrous stuff in my newsletter. I start every newsletter off saying that, you know, the Trump Musk fire hose of folly continues, and it's impossible to cover all of it. And then I list the AP, NBC, Al Jazeera, and Guardian. If you click on those links, they will take you to the Donald Trump section of those news sites. So you can just knock yourselves out. You know, I mean, all the absurdity that you would ever want to be able to consume in one sitting, you can get right there.
I'm going to guess that people who hear this, who are themselves conservative leaning or Donald Trump supporters, probably are not going to enjoy the KGB report, or are they?
It depends. It's not all anti-Trump. I mean, I try to, in addition to being, for the disenchanted, I also like to say that it's information essential and otherwise for the day ahead. It publishes every day at midnight. So if you read this in the morning when you get up, you'll get not really all of the news that you'll see on the front page. You'll find things like there's an anti-aging pill for dogs now that was listed as effective. You'll find out that they're now smuggling eggs from Mexico into the United States. You know, apparently fentanyl isn't profitable enough. You know, so now they're smuggling eggs.
So you're hoping to give people not just information, but maybe they get a chuckle for the day.
Right. Now I have a quote of the day generally from somebody's birthday. Like today was Ben Hecht. Trying to determine what's going on in the world by reading newspapers is like trying to tell the time by watching this secondhand on a clock. You know, so I also have like a list of all of the days of the week. For example, today is car keys and small change day.
There you go.
It's rare disease day.
When people hear this most people will be hearing this on Sunday morning. What do we have to look forward to on Sunday?
I don't publish on Sunday.
Well, then I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait until Monday to get the next installment of the KGB report, or you can read the previous issues at kgbreport.com. You can sign up for free at kgbreport.com, and it will be emailed to you. Let's not make it another 6 years, Kevin Barks, before you come on and talk with us again, okay?
Hey, you got my number. You have my address. Oh, incidentally, you also get other useful information like the charter establishing what's now the University of Pittsburgh was granted on this date in 1787.
I know. I brought donuts to work this morning. So happy birthday to the University of Pittsburgh. Kevin G. Barks is the author of The Big Book of American Political Quotations, over 2,400 observations on America, government, politics, parties, elections, and more. That's available through Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. You can also sign up for his website at kgbreport.com and take advantage of getting the news freshly squeezed in your email every morning. Kevin, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us.
My pleasure, Jason. You take care.
Thank you all. And good seeing you, too. And thank you all for listening this week to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. So long for now. You've been listening to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, copyright Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Opinions expressed on this program are not those of Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Listener support makes this program possible. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at tubecityonline.com and click on the donate link. You can also get a free subscription to this program and other podcasts at our website using Apple's iTunes or Stitcher.com. If you've got a question or comment, we hope you'll write to us. Our address is Tube City Community Media Incorporated, P.O. Box 94, McKeesport, PA, 15134. You can email us at TubeCityTiger@gmail.com or call us at area code 412-614-9659. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online. We'll